and the thing on the bed that you rest your head on, that's the pillars. Have you ever seen anything that was kind of like a pillar except bigger?
Yeah, longer, bolster. Big long one would be a bolster, they call it. All the way across the bed.
Did people use those to rest their heads
used
on?
Used to, a long time ago. They used to be a lot of them. Mm-hmm. They use individual moving now. Mm-hmm. We got what all these foam rubber pillars now, you know.
Which do you prefer, the foam rubber or the feathered, stuff with feathers?
Foam rubber.
Really?
I haven't used a feather pillar in a good while. She got one or two, I think, around. But I've slept years ago in a what she called a feather bed. The old lady that I stayed with, a friend of mine, raised up together. Why, his mother had geese. Picked them geese and made her own pillows and feather beds.
Feel pretty good?
Yeah. Boy, you get what we call get out in them goose, how you stay warm.
Have you ever slept on just a temporary bed?
Pallet? Yeah, any time. Sleeping on the floor, but now when you got these carpets and stuff like that, it wouldn't be any trick to sleep on the floor now. Mm-hmm. Carpet that thick, you know.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything in particular that farmers would call real good land around here? You know, they grow just about anything, that type of land?
Well, sandy loam soil is about the richest thing we got around. Bottom land, where it's good, deep, rich soil. Mm-hmm. Got a lot of that black land scattered around places. Mostly the bottom land is about the richest.
That's the real fertile soil?
Yeah. New ground, when we first cleared, called new ground, you know, you just many roots in, you can just plow it. Couldn't get it plowed good, but you have a cutting coulter and a twister on there, and you break that thing with that, an old mule. You're plowing along, the root fall back, hit you on the shin, make you hop. That's when you're breaking new ground.
Well, is there anything in particular you call land that's not good for growing much of anything?
Well, we don't have a lot of that around here. This old clay bank soil, it ain't much good for anything but peanuts. It'll grow peanuts pretty good. Pour the dirt while they just grow pretty good peanuts. Mm-hmm. If you plow it, keep it stirred. I don't know what kind of land they use down in Georgia, but they've got most of that all red clay looking dirt down there, but it grows pretty good stuff. Old Carter and them get rich down there growing peanuts.
They sure do. Have you ever heard people call peanuts anything else?
Scoopers?
Yeah. Ever heard them called ground peas?
No, I don't think they have. Ground peas.
Do y'all have any peanuts growing around here now?
I don't know of any right around close. There's a few, I'm pretty sure, yet. Still grow a few of them. Grow lots of peas, beans, different kinds, you know.
What are some other kind of nuts that grow around here?
Well, we've got trees, you know, like pecans, that's nuts, and then we've got black walnuts, we got hickory nuts, and there's a big hickory tree over yonder in that yard. The squirrels really give it a fit. And there's a pecan tree out there, and they get all of them every year. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's been very many on it last year or two.